We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. Whiskey makers and small brewers are set to reap the benefits of budget cuts. The federal government will give liquor producers a tax cut worth up to $250,000 a year, which is expected to create more jobs in the beleaguered industry and flow into a price cut for consumers' favourite drinks. The changes come into effect from July 1 and more than triple the volume of liquor producers can sell before they need to pay excise tax. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the change is great news for smaller brewers and distillers right around the country. And you can read more with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. One of the country's most notorious criminals has tried to set up a televised mixed martial arts fight between prisoners at the Supermax prison. Crime boss Bassam Hamzi is serving 40 years for murder and running a violent drug empire and has made a formal application to allow inmates at the state's most high security prison face off in the octagon. Corrective Services New South Wales has confirmed the request was made in August last year, but it was knocked back, along with several of Hamzi's appeals. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Buying an apartment instead of a house with a backyard will save home seekers up to 80% in some Sydney suburbs. Sales analysis shows the average gap between unit and house prices has swelled to rarely seen margins due to a push from families for more outdoor space during the COVID era. House values have risen at more than twice the rate of units over the past 3 months, making units 32% cheaper than the $1.11 million median house price. A review of real estate estate.com.au price data shows apartment buyers got some of the best savings in the Inner West and Lower North Shore. And to NRL, Melbourne's Harry Grant's likely to take his rightful place in the number 9 jumper for as long as he wants after guiding the Storm to a comfortable 40-14 win against Cronulla. Having come off the bench for the past 3 weeks as he was brought back slowly from a knee injury, Grant assisted on 3 tries within a 17-minute window in the second half, setting up their 5th straight victory. The Sharks' defence committed 31 of their 39 missed tackles after halftime, a telltale sign that the embattled club may just be checking out of their season. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.